the more than $800 million coming to the state is eventually supposed to create about 10,000 jobs. At a news conference last week, Governor Jim Doyle said that when it comes to upgrading track owned by freight railroad companies, those firms will have a lot of clout over hiring.
And they will let the contracts, and so that will be done, you know, with construction companies all over the state through them. On the public aspects, the local stations and the other kinds of construction, that will be the local communities will do it, and they'll do it through their public bidding process and so on.
Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee says she's very glad the money for higher speed rail is coming to Wisconsin. She says she'll keep watch to see that female and minority-owned firms get a legally mandated and fair share of the work.
This is a tremendous opportunity, obviously, to have customized labor training programs, to bring in apprenticeships and pre-apprentices, not only for whatever is shovel-ready now, but for people to really learn and be able for the going forward to do maintenance work and so forth.
In part of Moore's district, unemployment is estimated to be between 20 and 50%, leading many to hope that higher speed rail means a pathway to a job. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.